Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have the founders of Lovebirds Creamery, the newest ice cream. We'll get into exactly what it is, but in coming to Baxter, the Watts family, Jamie, Brent, and their daughter Maggie are here today. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome. So, what is the Lovebirds Creamery?
Well, it's an ice cream shop.
Uh-huh.
Where we're going to make all of the ice cream on site. We all love ice cream. It's kind of like our thing. We typically get it every weekend from somewhere. Then we met at an ice cream shop.
We're going to get into your origin story, because I know there's a story there. But so what are you doing to try and, because there's a few other ice cream shops in town, and you said you kind of frequent some of the other ones. What stands out to you as something that you love about the ones that you frequent right now?
We typically really like the handmade or homemade ice creams.
Yeah.
Flavors that you can't get anywhere else.
Like unique kind of
unique
things.
Unique flavors,
yeah.
Yes.
Maggie, what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Oh, gosh. I can't even pick. I'll eat pretty much anything. Honestly.
Is it? So if you go weekly, do you guys get a different kind? So I'm a set, you know, I usually like some sort of cookie dough kind of thing. But do you get different varieties each time?
I like to mix it up. Mm-hmm. I'm a definitely go-to butter pecan person, but I like a good cheesecake flavor or something like that.
Yeah.
Maggie's a coffee.
Yeah. Totally.
Coffee, but I'll switch it up occasionally.
And I'm set all the same thing every time.
And what's your
butter pecan?
Butter pecan. Okay.
And a vanilla milkshake.
And vanilla.
Oh my, that's a lot of dairy.
It's a lot.
And the,
doesn't eat it all at once.
And the, oh, okay. The freezing headache I'm feeling like I might get from eating ice cream and then washing it down with a milkshake, like that feels like a lot. But I guess when you're opening a creamery, you're going to have to like ice cream. What's the difference between an ice cream shop and a creamery? Is there a difference?
I think the difference would be that it's handmade there at the shop.
Mm-hmm. It's not ordered in from outside.
Right. Not shipped in from a big facility somewhere.
Yeah. So, Jamie, you started kind of touching on your origin story, and it is called Lovebirds. So tell me about how that all transpired.
So when we were back in high school forever ago, we worked at Baskin-Robbins together, and that's where we met. And then Brent kept asking me out.
Baskin-Robbins in Cookeville?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And I was 15 at the time. I worked there because my friend's family owned it, and he kept asking me out. I did turn him down a couple of times, but he was persistent. So.
Yeah. I had my best friend throughout school who was a good wingman.
Yeah.
And he
kept talking you up while you're scooping ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is like just this iconic 80s, 90s summer job of like the cool kids get to work at the ice cream shop.
It was so fun.
Yeah. And it is fun, but it's also, you know, people are usually pretty happy. Maybe some, you know, toddlers maybe aren't super happy when they're, you know, getting ice cream. They're maybe having a little fit if they're overly hungry or overly stimulated or whatever. But for the most part, people are happy around ice cream. So, yes. So you went on the first date and then what? The rest is history?
Kind of, yeah.
So here we are, three kids later. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
22 years.
22
just,
years.
Just celebrated.
Shout out to Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
They're still, you know.
Yes.
So not that this is about Baskin-Robbins, but. So you decided that was not your career path. You have not been lifelong ice cream mirrors. I don't know what the. You went. And started careers in other fields.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide to open a business at this point now in Baxter?
We love Baxter and small town, and we like that small town feel. And the fact that we really do love ice cream. And then we always talked about, like, one day when we retire, it would be fun to go back to that and to be able to give younger kids an option to work and have fun like we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully our children.
So you started a business just to employ your own kids.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. I think we just decided, you know, at some point we would do it, but then things just kind of happened and it all kind of worked out in our favor, and we just decided we'd just go for it.
So, Brent, you're opening the ice cream shop in the old Lenny and Eva building, which it was a flagship store mm-hmm. for a little while. For those who don't know, Lenny and Eva is a jewelry brand that started in Baxter. Kelly Fitzpatrick started it in her dining room kitchen. And then, it was sold in retail stores, but then opened a location, which really did give a little bit of retail space, and it gave a breath of life into downtown Baxter. It wasn't a retail space really much at that time, and you're opening in that building. So tell me about that connection.
I think when we first started talking about this, I said it had to be that building, and then we were...
Well, and what's your connection to Lenny and Eva? And
my sister.
Yeah. So your sister is the founder of Lenny and Eva. Yeah. And then, so why that build? Do you just feel like it's got good vibes there? And you've been working for Lenny and Eva, so you've been in that building.
Mm-hmm. It's across from the depot. There's always traffic coming through mm-hmm. there. Festivals, and it's the perfect place.
Yeah.
And we looked everywhere for...
In Baxter forever.
Well, and there's not a lot of other retail spaces. To go from a retail store to a food store, how much has that renovation been for y'all?
It's actually been really good. I'll give a shout out to Brian Buck. he's our contractor, uh-huh. and he's just been awesome. I've never met a contractor so organized, and everything has been going so smooth.
Do either of you have any history with renovations, or have you done anything around the hot? Like
we built our house
18 years ago,
and
did a lot of the work ourselves.
Her dad was a carpenter, so
you have some experience. 18 years ago, things might have changed a little
bit.
And I'm sure that just learning the codes, and so how has that learning curve been for you? Just learning, you know, what it takes to run a restaurant, a food place where there's, you know, inspections.
The health department has been really helpful.
Jamie
has lots of questions for them, and they've always been quick to answer back. And
yeah, they've helped a lot, and they send like tons of literature so you can read, and then they have training that you can go through. And I've worked in healthcare most of my life, and so working in healthcare, there's lots of rules, obviously, mm-hmm. that you follow. And so I feel like a lot of it's common sense for me, but then food industry is a little bit different. So learning those things, it's been good to learn, but I feel like most of the things we'll go through in the training at the end too with that.
How do you feel about kind of is this the first ice cream shop in Baxter? Definitely downtown.
It's the first creamery. I know they've sold ice cream around in different.
Well, the pizza, the Whistle Stop had some ice cream there. Yep.
Whistle Stop's ice cream.
Yeah,
I think.
But when we were growing up, there was a little burger joint called the Beehive, and they had soft serve ice cream, and we both remember going there as kids and getting a soft serve cone.
Does it feel? How does it feel to be able to be part of the landscape of what the culture feels like in the town that you grew up in? You know, I'm sure growing up 20, 30 years ago, Baxter was a lot different. There wasn't a lot to do in Baxter, and there's not a ton, but there's a ton of people coming to Baxter. There's a ton of housing being built. And so being able to be part of this progressive change, and I know they're really trying to start a downtown movement going on there. How does it feel to be a part of that? Is that part of the drive to open this business and be part of that landscape?
I think it's a big part of it.
It's very exciting.
Exciting, and we're excited to give back to community. I played all sports in Baxter growing up, mm-hmm. and I know, like, looking back on it, all the stores and people were so helpful with donating to whatever league you were playing in, mm-hmm. or the school that, and it helps. It helps a lot.
So is that part of your plan, is to have one of your Lovebirds creamery fences, or signs on the fences of the baseball fields?
Hopefully multiple signs, and softball, football, baseball.
Yeah.
We don't know how quick we'll get there, but
yeah,
that is a goal.
It is something that you have to build up to. Maggie, how does it feel, you know, growing up, you're on the younger side, growing up in Baxter, and, you know, again, there's been a few retail things, but feeling like there's something new and exciting and you get to be a part of that. How does that feel for you?
It's very exciting. I mean, even when I was younger, there wasn't much in Baxter. It's definitely grown a lot. Recently. Well,
and I feel like there's almost like, you know, a block of area that you can, it's more walkable now. There is stuff to do. There's a coffee shop there now, and there's been some retail spaces. And, you know, there is kind of more in that, just in that depot area. There's a library right across the street that is giving more life to that area. Do you feel like you're kind of part of that landscape and part of pushing it forward?
Yes, I'm super excited for Lovebirds and being able to give an experience to people either from Baxter or who are coming to Baxter to visit. Just
well, and you're really not that far. That downtown area is not that far off the highway. So you may get passed through traffic where people are just passing through and they want to see kind of that small town charm and experience. You know, there is something to say about those big names like Baskin-Robbins, but there is something to say about a creamery that, you know, the ice cream's made in-house and it's more unique and there's that extra care and customer service. Is that kind of, as you're ironing out the details of opening, are you thinking about those little details and those aspects of things?
Absolutely. I think, I always think of Ralph's Donut mm-hmm. Shop. Like, it's a staple in Cookeville and mm-hmm. they've been there forever and we, like, love to go to Ralph's, so I would love for an ice cream shop of Baxter, Lovebirds Creamery, to be like the Ralph's of Baxter.
Yeah, in 50 years from now that, you know, there's a counter with regulars that come in all the time and sit at that yes. countertop and you
talk
know.
About the football game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that's the thing is when you have places where people can convene in these smaller towns, it does bring the community together a bit more. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have the founders of Lovebirds Creamery in Baxter in today, the Watts family. Maggie, you're kind of in the social media communications part of this business. And tell me a little bit how you got into that role and how that's been for you so far.
Well, honestly, it's just mostly because they don't really
you're young,
keep up with it.
And they're not.
We laugh all the time. They'll try to like repost something I've posted on the Lovebirds account, and Mom can never remember how to post it on her story.
I'm
or
really
whatever.
Good at it.
You're getting better.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think that kind of just pushed me into that role a little bit more. But I've ended up really loving it. It's a lot of fun to make all the graphics and stuff like that.
So one of the things you, like you said, you're a creamery, you're in-house doing the ice cream. So what, you talked about some unique flavors or some staple flavors. What can people expect of their experience? What are some flavors? Or Maggie, what you have a plan for kind of revealing what's going on?
Yeah. So if you check out our Instagram or Facebook right now, it's at Lovebirds Creamery. You can see our flavor reveal and it goes day by day and we're kind of just giving a little glimpse into what flavors we'll have. Some will be circulating, but our starting lineup, if you will. And that's on our social media right now.
And what kind of is, can we know any of the staples or everybody has to go follow Lovebirds Creamery?
Vanilla for sure.
Vanilla. Okay. That's
definitely
great.
What you would expect when you walk into an ice cream shop. We'll yeah. have those for sure.
Butter pecan.
It's definitely a staple.
Like, yeah, I feel like in this family, it has to be there.
Yeah.
So some of the staples, can people get milkshakes and mix-ins and all that kind of stuff too?
So you can get scoops. We can do sundaes, shakes. We're going to do ice cream flights for those that have trouble deciding.
Yes.
Like me.
Yeah. Which is four scoops.
It's four small scoops, yeah. And then ice cream nachos.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's like been a big thing on TikTok, right? Like, is that where you did you have an influence on this, Maggie?
It was actually all her idea. I don't know if you've seen
it. The nacho part. I don't have TikTok. I obviously don't do social media very much. So
so for those people who are do not see what ice cream nachos are, tell me what that is.
So you can get scoop of ice cream, whether it's one or two scoops, and then we will make our fresh waffle cones there. So there will be chips from our waffle cones that we make. And then you can get lots of toppings loaded on it.
It sounds amazing. I've seen it and online, and I don't think anybody in the area makes nachos like that. Ice cream nachos. So that's definitely unique.
We frequent fly all the ice cream shops, and I don't think that I've seen them either.
Yeah. Well, so are people going to be sad that you're not going to be frequenting their ice cream shops anymore?
Probably.
They're going to lose some money.
Yeah. They're going to wonder. Well, and a family of five, too. It's not like you're going out, you know, just single, getting a one scoop ice cream. Like a family of five is quite a thing.
Yes. Yes.
So when you've designed, thinking about kind of this business, an ice cream shop, what was the decision, first of all, just to make the ice cream in-house instead of just, you know, order it from somewhere? There's a lot of ice cream shops that do that. What was the decision to make it in-house and make it here?
I think the biggest thing for us, we have one of our children has a food allergy. And so when you go to a place, it really makes you nervous. Like, because did they clean their blender off before they make a new milkshake? And there's not many places in town that offer, you know, that if you say that, you know, is it a big deal in their kitchen or is it not a big deal? So there's one place in town that we definitely frequent, and they're really good about the allergy thing. And so we wanted to make sure that we could offer that as well.
Well, and you know what goes into it, too. So somebody says, is there, you know, any nuts in this thing that you might not think that there's nuts in? It's all in-house.
Yes. But even if it was cross-contaminated in the back somewhere, you know, so that's one thing that we will be really careful with and making sure, because we have a child that's like that. And
can you get, maybe this is a dumb question, can you get non-dairy ice cream?
You can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will there be an option for non-dairy ice cream?
That might be one of the flavors revealed.
Oh, we'll have to check out social media, Lovebirds Creamery on Instagram and Facebook. But so you decided that you wanted to make in-house to kind of as a customer service kind of thing. What's the vibe in the aesthetics? I think the logo is giving just this kind of like almost like 1950s like ice cream shop, you know, where you have your root beer floats and stuff. And that's kind of what the logo reminds me of, but it just feels like it's been there forever. It doesn't feel like this, like, it does give a Ralph's Donut kind of vibe, I feel like. So what's the inside and the design of the space? You've been doing a build out there. So what's that going to be like?
So it's a lot of black and white, like old school look kind of feel inside of there as well, I feel like.
I think our goal was imagine the perfect like date spot, perfect, or family too, but just the perfect place you can go and sit down and enjoy time together.
Yeah.
Kind of that old school vibe, not.
Yeah. Bring your Letterman coat and wear your Letterman coat to the ice cream, you know, wear your poodle skirt and your, that's what it feels like, which I think there's just a sweetness to that time period of life and gets you a little bit back into, you know, I think so many places that you frequent have all these other distractions of like you go out to dinner and there's 17 TVs. And so if you are on a date, there's a lot of distractions. And so having that mentality of like, well, we want to have, you know, a place to spend time together.
Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah. I know you have a neighbor that's opening, and are they doing a restaurant that's kind of a couple doors down? So there's going to be a restaurant down there too?
Yes.
And they have an outdoor space. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to have an outdoor space where you're at?
We do have a back deck.
A back deck. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing better than hot summer day sitting on a back deck where your ice cream is just melting off your cone and you got to, you know, eat it real fast and all that good stuff.
And come back in and get more.
Yeah. So what was the thought process of making sure, because there was not a deck on that area, right? Or was there a deck out there?
There was not.
So that was a decision that you made to put in. And what
I think
was
we made that pretty early on. We said that looks like a deck would be perfect here. And
yeah. It's just fun to eat ice cream outside on a hot summer day. Like, you just sit outside. Even in the evenings, I think, just sitting outside. You know, you go on vacation and you go get ice cream and you sit outside.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be outside, all of us. So I feel feel like everybody else likes to be outside.
And I think the depot across the street will, for bigger families and bigger groups, you know, they'll have a place to go because it's
How is the learning process of just starting a business? So, yeah, the health department and part of things is a huge learning curve, but also hiring people and having payroll and all your, you know, financial aspects of things. How has that all been for you? And you're not even open yet, but I'm sure you've learned a lot so far.
A good accountant, I think, was yeah. a good start for us.
That's what everybody says.
He's helped us a lot.
But it's a lot of learning, and I still feel like I still have a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something new every day that I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
I think business ownership is a lot of building the plane as you're flying. And so you're like, okay, well, you've made this decision. How long ago did you make the decision that you were going to open a business?
About a year ago.
A year ago.
And you're hoping to open by mid-June. And it's all renovation, so you never really know. But so it's been about a year that it took you. And at the time, you made the leap, but then you've learned stuff along the way and kind of like, okay, how do we build this out? What do we need to do? But then learning about making ice cream and creating ice cream, I'm sure, was a learning curve as well.
It was, yeah. We kind of did it in the beginning as like a just for fun. Let's mm-hmm. go. There's a place that we went to, like an ice cream school, if you will.
You graduated from ice cream university?
We did. We graduated. Nice. We did. And so, and it was just more like for fun, we'll do it in the future.
We were kind of preparing for for when we retired, basically. Yeah. We were just having fun.
Yeah. And then you said, let's make the leap.
Let's just do it.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Jamie and Brent, married from starting your love story started at Baskin Robbins, Scoop and Ice Cream, the owners of the Lovebirds Creamery, and their daughter Maggie is here as well. And you are the newest creamery in town, set to open mid-June. You can check social media for an exact open date. As of recording time, it is not out there yet.
Yeah, stay tuned. It's at Lovebirds Creamery on Instagram and Facebook.
Lovebirds Creamery. So we've talked kind of about the flavors. I'm very excited and all the things that people can find. What? So one of the things that you're going to be big enough, but it's the seating area. What's capacity of the shop? Do you know what the capacity of seating is yet?
16 seats can be inside. Okay. And then we have the back deck, of course. And then, like he was mentioning earlier, there's the depot across the street, which has a ton of picnic tables out there as well. So
that building is quite a big building. So is a lot of it production area?
We do have to have quite a bit of room for storing ice cream, making ice cream and all the ingredients. So I'd say most of it is...
I'd say three quarters.
Is for us.
which is, you know, necessary. And it's a good space for that to be able to have, you know, enough for production area. Was it bittersweet at all with Lenny and Eva used to be in that building and then they left? Was it bittersweet that they're no longer in that building? And especially, I guess, Jamie and Maggie, you might have shopped there as well.
It's actually was one, like, it's two buildings there, but they're still in one side of it.
Oh, they're still the production part of things.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. So they'll still be your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're still working there, Brent. Yeah. And so you'll be able to go back and forth. You're going to have to switch your hats a lot.
I will.
That's going to be rough. Maggie, what do you feel, you know, as a young person growing up, you know, there's so many people who are, you know, probably 16 to 24 that, oh, I can't wait to leave this town because there's nothing to do. It's quiet. I just want to get to the big city. How do you feel about kind of being a part of something that will change that narrative in this area?
Well, I've always said I've never want to leave. I might be the wrong person to ask that question, but I think even if people, you know, leave and go on to the big city or whatever, I think coming back to your hometown, there are things that, like, you want to go back to.
Well, and I think that having a space that is the thing that young people will say, there's nothing here except Lovebirds Creamery. You know, that's not a bad thing to say. Right. That's not a bad place to be as business owners, to think, we've changed the mindset of a younger generation that might want to say, A, I love all the memories that I've made there, but then B, maybe I want to open, you know, some other space or some other thing that I want to be on the landscape of the retail space in this community and be a place for people to come. You kind of mentioned that you want to be the place where everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, even if it's your first time coming in and we just meet you, you know, you're kind of family too.
I think that that's a Southern thing. I think that I'm not from the South, but I love the fact that there's not a lot of like, oh, you could go join that. People are like, let me take you. Let me meet you. Let me include you in what is going on. And has that been something that you feel like you're trying to instill in the culture of this company?
For sure. We welcome everybody. And, you know, Baxter's small, but it's growing so much. And we're excited to be part of that growth.
Have you hired employees and started the training process yet?
No, we have not.
So it's just y'all, just in
yeah.
Just
well, we have lots right of now. Nieces and nephews, so yeah. We can pull people on board pretty quickly.
And have you started producing ice cream yet and testing out recipes? And
we cannot move our machine in because of construction. So we've definitely been testing recipes at home, but with our big machine, which we're really excited to get out and use, we can't use it yet.
So were you a family, let's, you know, go back 5 years, and you've always loved ice cream, obviously. You know, I remember growing up, you could make your own ice cream at home. And I just thought those people were the fanciest people in the entire world. Were you that family that made your own ice cream at home?
We were.
Yes.
And you gotta add a lot of time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
At home, but
a little bit noisy, you know, as
yeah. And Maggie, growing up in an ice cream household, did you always think you were just the coolest people because your parents probably never really said no to ice cream?
Yeah, they definitely don't. You know, I could say it on a random weeknight still, and I think they'd be like, okay, let's go.
9 p.m. Sure, let's go.
Get in the car.
Do you feel like your friends were jealous of you growing up that, oh man, my parents never, it has to be a special occasion to get ice cream.
Yeah, for sure. It was, let's go to Maggie's house.
we make up an excuse for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I think that that is something that I think some people forget about is how much ice cream is an integral part of special occasions, birthdays, weddings, you know, all those kind of family get togethers usually have ice cream at them. Yeah. And to be able to be that staple at the moment, do you think you're going to sell like quarts and stuff like that so people can take home?
Yeah, we'll definitely have where you can take it home.
And enjoy on the weekends.
Yes, that's the kind of the way we do it. We just go ahead and get the big thing and bring it home and snack around on it.
In case you're just joining us, we have the owners of Lovebirds Creamery in today, Jamie and Brent, and their daughter Maggie. Do you? What are the hours going to be? What's your opening time? And
we're hoping to be open through the week, around 11, a little bit before lunch, and probably stay open till like 8 through the week.
Yeah.
And stay open till more like 10 on the weekends.
Gotcha. And Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday?
We'll be open 7 days.
7 days.
And we will close a little early on Sunday.
Yeah.
And open.
And we'll open later. Got to get to church and
you
get
know,
back.
You so. It's interesting because growing up, my grandparents, that was our tradition. We would go to church on Sundays and we'd always stop and get ice cream on the way back. And we, you know, talking about your flavors, mine was always Blue Moon. My grandparents would, you know, I didn't live near them, so it wasn't every Sunday, but that was what I always knew. Spending the weekend at Grandma and Grandpa's house, we'd go to church and get my Blue Moon ice cream. And, you know, I think that is kind of people will make those traditions when they have that option around. Especially the fact that there's not other options of places to go in Baxter. So we're looking to open in mid-June. Any plans yet? You know, we're recording a little bit early, but what are the plans for a grand opening? Are you starting to think about that yet?
We have been thinking about that. The plan was to open sooner than this, but then construction takes time.
Yeah.
Opening in the middle of summer, which is peak ice cream season, sounds a little intimidating, but we do plan to do hopefully a soft opening and then we'll just be ready. We'll just
maybe a couple of soft openings.
and you're going to bring in people, you're hoping to bring in people from all over. You want to know everybody's name. And, you know, I have this feeling that Maggie's going to be scooping ice cream and learning people's names and customers as they come in. You know, that's kind of part of the culture you're trying to create, right?
Yes, yes.
So you hope to be able to be the regular ice cream spot for, and I'm thinking these ice cream nachos are going to, hopefully you have lots of room for that because I'm thinking those are going to really pull people in. I mean, I don't, people, like the cheese of nachos is like the sauces and stuff like
yes,
that. And
yes. All the, yes. All the toppings.
All the toppings.
Just load it up.
Yeah. So I definitely think that's such a unique idea and it's really going to bring people in. Maggie, tell us a little bit more about social media. Where can people follow us? Follow.
You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Lovebirds Creamery.
And do you guys have a website yet?
We do. It is lovebirdscreamery.com.
Lovebirds Creamery. And are there ice cream flavors on there yet?
There's no flavors yet, but okay. You can view our menu and stuff.
Okay. And so part of your staples are, there's some that are going to be there all the time. There's rotating flavors. And how often do you think that, is that going to be seasonal? Is it quarterly? What's your plans for the rotating flavors?
I think definitely seasonal, but also just to mix it up and have fun with it. I think the fun part of being able to make your own ice cream is to be creative in the kitchen and see what you come up with.
I feel like you're the... you're the ice cream version of a microbrewery where, you know, you just go into Red Silo on the weekend and you're like, oh, what have they created? Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to that aspect of just being able to create things? Are you, Jamie, are you a baker or a chef that...
I mean, Maggie's really the baker. She likes to bake, but I definitely experimenting in the kitchen, you know, trying new things is definitely, I think, going to be very fun.
I'm really excited about the creative part.
Two other children that are they going to be involved in part of things? And
absolutely.
Do they get to have their recipes on display as well?
They've come up with some names
good
already.
Good names. They've come up with good names.
Yeah. And
good
they,
flavors, too.
They'll definitely be there frequently, so... They're always fun and entertaining, the little ones are.
Yeah, well, which is great, of course. So go ahead and follow on social media, Lovebirds Creamery. You can find all the information. And then where, so, you know, we keep talking about downtown Baxter. Where exactly, what's the address of where that's located?
It's 119 Broad Street.
119 Broad Street, and this is in Baxter, not in Cookeville. And it's right across from the depot there in Baxter. And there is, Baxter does some festivals and events and stuff like that. Is there any coming up this summer that are going to be big that people can expect to kind of come check out the creamery and get involved in Baxter as well?
I don't know about any. There's always car shows going on. I don't know about any this summer. The biggest one they have is that Harvest Festival in the fall.
Yeah. I think there's a permanent sign for that.
There
right?
is a permanent sign.
Yes. So that clearly is
it's a big deal.
A big deal because it's not just a seasonal sign. Yeah. So go ahead, make sure you check out the social media so you can mark your calendars and check out what they have going on there. So what do you want any consumer out there that's listening? I mean, most people like ice cream, even if you're lactose intolerant, you have a dairy issue, that there's going to be options for you there. What do you want people to know to really bring them in the door to be able to expect when they come to Lovebirds Creamery?
I think we'll have a flavor that will make everybody happy. There's going to be something there that's going to be able to make you happy. And on top of the dairy-free, we also are going to do a no-sugar added flavor for people that don't need to eat much sugar.
And I'm guessing nut-free kind of things, too, is just because you talked about food allergies.
Yes.
And how many flavors, once again, Maggie, how many flavors are we doing?
It's 24 total.
24 total. And when do the daily flavors start? When are they starting on social
media? The first one comes out today. Okay. I know we're recording early, but today.
Yeah.
And then all the way up until we get to 24.
Gotcha. So 24 flavors. You can check those all out on social media. Lovebirds Creamery, downtown Baxter. I'm so excited for you guys. Congratulations on your, we're just going to say congratulations on your opening at this point. Whenever it is, don't stress. The community will love you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today.